The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
I'm Senga and welcome to Heritage South, the show connecting Southlanders to their heritage and where we talk heritage happenings around the region. So we've just wrapped up the biggest heritage event for Southlanders that takes place in March every year. Southland Heritage Month was again a showcase of events and activities from around the region, and it's always wonderful to see how the program for March actually comes together. It's a lot of work for everyone who welcomes the community into their spaces, but it's always worth it. And as I witness people connecting and intersecting around heritage and the things that matter to them, I have to say I was very grateful that the Easter break came so close to the end of Heritage Month. It was a perfect time for some well-deserved R&R. I know I really needed it. But I know that as I thought about all of the events and activities and the conversations particularly that I had had during March, I reflected on what heritage means to me. Heritage South on the website defines heritage as all things inherited from the past, which we wish to pass on to future generations, which define the culture, character of the South, including the living, tangible and intangible manifestations of past and present culture. I spend a lot of my time day to day immersed in local history, sometimes with my nose in a book or a newspaper. I might be digging through some archive records or poring over some photographs and maps, or listening to people's recollections and stories, or sometimes even sharing stories myself with school students and visitors to Invercargill. And all of that has given me a new or maybe renewed appreciation for the importance and relevance of all that's come before. I think heritage is very strongly connected to our identity and our memory. It connects us to our ancestors, our shared histories, which help us to understand our place in the world. One of my team said, heritage is about belonging. It's where we are from and where we may go. It does seem, though, that as I get older, I appreciate our history and heritage more, and I'm sure I'm not alone in that. I've come to appreciate just how important it is to share all of this with our younger generations. And with Heritage Month, there were new opportunities for this younger generation to get involved. There was a really successful competition run by Heritage New Zealand Pōtiritanga, where lots of young people designed their interpretation of a heritage building or an area from around Invercargill using Lego Minecraft. So much talent. They really did interpret things really well, and one young person even did a whole new evaluation of the jetty area, which a lot of people don't realise is actually a historic place. So it was fantastic to see all of that, and they were really excited to see their creations on display. As part of Arts Murahiku's Utapuni Carnival that was held mid-month, the He Wakatūia team had a Wear Your Heritage project where the young creatives could design a t-shirt with a heritage theme. The winning entry was actually an early Invercargill tram. It was very cool and I would certainly wear it on a t-shirt. There was another virtual reality experience that was on display from the Antarctic Heritage Trust at the library this year. They were here last year and really wowed people with their Scott's Hut. And this year it was Hillary's Hut that took centre stage. I think there were well over 100 people that took the opportunity, not just our young generation, but some of our older generation too, took the opportunity to have that VR experience. And for some of them, probably the first time they'd put the goggles on. Heritage South's heritage definition talks about tangible and intangible heritage. some of our heritages tangible, the things that we can see or touch, such as our heritage buildings, our monuments, our sculptures, the artefacts and collections in our museums and galleries, and of course our natural world, our unique flora and fauna. Others are intangible, our storytelling, our knowledge, our traditional arts and crafts, our special festivals and social get-togethers. These are all living expressions of our heritage and those things that are passed on through each generation. They're often what brings us together. And I think the two connect and reinforce each other really well. Food was one of those things that happened in a couple of places over Heritage Month. And I feel like it's one of those tangible but absolutely intangible things that do bring us together. So last Heritage Month, during the Heirloom exhibition at Hei Wakatuia, the Preserved Culinary Heritage Community Cookbook Project was born. And it seemed only fitting that we launched Preserved during the Heritage Community Celebration at the end of March. It was incredibly special and surprisingly moving, actually, when the supper during the event was created by Tanya Karen and her team at Miharo Murahiku. And they chose selected recipes from the cookbook to have for people to share. It was all delicious. It looked amazing, and do check out our Facebook page later on if you're interested, because I did take some photographs before anybody got a chance to dig in. I felt really moved by that generosity and thoughtfulness, but they particularly for me around the use of Chef Scott Richardson's Anzac biscuit recipe. Now, of course, Scott's not with us any longer, but I'm sure we all experienced Scott's culinary delights in one way or form over the years. And I was lucky enough to work with him at Southland Boys High School. And Anzac Day every year, he and his team would always recreate his Anzac biscuits. So that had a very special memory for me. And of course, the Miharo team actually packaged them up so people could take them home. So we didn't eat them, we got to take them home with us and share them with their families. Also, one of the recipes in the cookbook was from a very good friend of mine and previous podcast buddy, Aunt Sinia, who submitted her honey cake recipe. This was the cake that she had made for me for a birthday, and it was wonderful. And then more recently, she made it again as my parents' 60th wedding anniversary cake. So to see the photo of that in the cookbook when I wasn't expecting it reminded me of a very special heritage part of my family. I got to speak to a lady at the event who told me the story behind the recipe that she had included in the cookbook. And you can read a recipe, but it's the sharing of those stories that really makes them special. Now, if you are keen to get your hands on one of these gorgeous cookbooks that was designed and compiled by Lou Evans at WE Magazine, just pop into Hei Wakatuia and grab your own copy. There was another heritage food event. This one was held in Goa, and it was part of the very popular Mondays at Maruawai program. It was called Cremota's Test Kitchen, and it was celebrating the iconic and historic breakfast staple from Goa. Local legend Jude Taylor created a paddock-to-plate experience by recreating the recipes specially created for the New Zealand and South Seas World Fair exhibition, which was held 100 years ago this year in Dunedin. Now, those world fairs were large global exhibitions designed to showcase the achievement of the nations that hosted them over a 3 to 6 month period. And there were almost 3 million people that experienced that New Zealand exhibition in 1925, 1926. Another highlight for me was the postponed Anderson House 100 Years celebrations, which of course had to have been postponed after our big storm in October. Now, this drew hundreds, literally hundreds of families to this very, very special place, which of course has a unique place in our local history here. Again, I was there with my Southland Oral History Project hat on, and Rosie and I got to hear some very special memories from people who had been there over the decades. My first conversation was with a woman who had been a Karatani nurse, and in those days the Karatani Hospital was where Bainfield Park is now, and she talked about actually wheeling the babies over in their prams to have a walk around Anderson Park. And this particular day, she recalled that it was either the caretaker or maybe the grounds person who had the building open, and she said he said bring the babies in. So she recalls taking the little ones in and experiencing that lovely place. Our stories of Southland Korero have proven popular again this year. Our libraries across Southland did an absolutely stellar job at offering even more talks and story events this year, both in Invercargill and in Winton. There were tours, and plenty of tours. The Civic Theatre had guided tours. First Church and the Basilica had guided tours. Southland Boys High School Museum, and that site is 100 years old this year. They had some wonderful student guides who took people through on very special tours. Of course, Lloyd did his very, very popular cemeteries and street tours again, so there was something for everyone. And I haven't even touched on our rural heritage. There was so much happening around the region related to our rural heritage, and I know that once again people got out and supported those things. I do hope that you have managed to get along to at least some of those activities during the month. I have so many highlights, and I hope that you have your own highlights, and we would love to hear what your highlights might be. I'd like to leave you with a question. What does heritage mean to you? Thanks again for joining me at Heritage South, and thank you for listening. This show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download this episode. Just look for us in the Programs tab. Links can also be found on Facebook through Radio Southland's page, facebook.com/Radio Southland, and also on Heritage South at Heritage South NZ. And if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode, you can subscribe to this podcast on the Apple Podcast platform through the Access Media app or on Spotify.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.